Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Hanbeck of Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding with Metzia Daf Chof Aleph, beginning of Perek Elu Metzius. Now the basic Yesoid that the whole Perek is based on is the idea of Yush. If a person gives up hope and feels he will never find the item that was lost, then you do not have to give him back the item. So two Nikudos that we have from Gedoy Le'adoyus, both from the Rabbonim of Prague, the Maharal of Prague, and the Noidi B'Yudu was the Rav in Prague. They both say ideas in Agat and Machshavo to understand the concepts here of Yush. So the first idea is what the Maharal brings in Bera Goylu Bera Sheni. The Maharal in Sefer Bera Goylu comes to protect Chazal from the people that questioned what Chazal say. And here what he's coming to discuss is that people ask, why would you say that Yush allows someone who finds an item to keep it to himself? If you go to any other civilized country, a person finds something that belongs to somebody, the proper thing, the right thing to do is to give it back to him. One finds a wallet and he's able to figure out who's the owner. Even if the owner gave up hope, the nice thing to do is to give it back. What's pshad al pi Torah, you don't have to give it back. So the Maharal speaks in length, gives a musar shmus, that the Torah does not follow the logic and feelings of human beings. The Torah, as we call sichli, which means it's spiritual, it's ruchni. It goes based on things the way they're supposed to be, the way that things are be'etzem, who they are, and define what they are. Not based on what people feel that's a nice thing to do. So explains the Maharal, the money, the items, the assets of a human being, is not essentially part of who he is. They can join who he is and become part of him, but it's not literally part of him. It's not part of his body. What connects an item, an asset to a human being, is the fact that he's considered to be the owner of the item. Only the kinyan that Adam has in the moment makes it his. Without that, there's no other connection to his money. So says the Maharal, if there's no kinyan over here, if there is felt an actual kinyan between the human being and his mammon, so then the mammon has no shaykhus to him. What connects the mammon to the adam is the fact that he has his das on it. The Maharal uses the lashon, we use the Gemara, shein ba'il of olav, the name of the owner is on the mammon. What connects the owner to the mammon, he has the das on it. The minute he gave up hope, the minute he has a yush, so you're missing that connection between the owner and the mammon. So immediately the mammon doesn't belong to him. So that's what he explains. If a person is misyash, but the thing is still in his possession, it's still connected to him because it's in his possession. But if the yush happens and the item is not in his possession, there's nothing to connect the item to the adam, and immediately everybody can take it. That's the reasoning of the Torah, says the Maharal. And ends the Maharal with another Musash who's saying, you see from here that the money, the assets, are not really part of the adam. A person dies, doesn't take with him the money. So a person should not work so hard on his money and assets because it's really not part of him. The second nekudo is the Noidi B'Yudo and Drushi Atzlach Dush Chavdalt. And there he goes into the Sugyo and Amud Beis regarding Yush Loi Midas. So the Tzlach has a Drush, he speaks there, is a Dosh Shabbat Shuvah, and he says that one of the biggest issues that we have is that we give up hope to do Shuvah. And he goes on to say that there's six things that prevent someone from doing tshuva. And the simmer of these six is Yaal Kagam. What is the first one that causes a person to have to do Yush? It's Yush Shaloi Midas. That's the first item in Yaal Kagam. So says the Noidi B'Yudo. The first thing that causes a person not to do tshuva is what's called Yush Shaloi Midas. Meaning he doesn't know, he's not aware of the fact that tshuva can come and rectify everything. He feels it's not going to help to do tshuva. He doesn't know the power of tshuva. That's what it means, shlo midas. He doesn't know. And he continues on to explain the Gemara, because the Gemara says that if there's a simen, so then you have to give it back to him. So what does it mean you have a simen, you have to give it back? As long as the person still has some shaychus and is able to retrieve that avedo, meaning if someone's going to come and give him musar, he's going to be able to retrieve himself and figure out what he has to do. So then there is a responsibility for the tzaddikim to give him the teichicho. That's what it means, there's a responsibility to give back the aveda. If there's a simen, meaning there's a way for the owner to connect it, there's a way for the person to come back, then you don't say, Yush Lamidas, according to everybody. Everybody agrees you have to give it back. But then the Gemara says, if it's Bezut Shilyam, if it's lost in the sea, then you don't have to give it back, Rechmon HaSharia. Says this is referring to somebody who is completely out, has no interest of coming back, Toichecha won't help, he's Bezut Shilyam, he's in the place of all the klipas. There you don't have to give it back, meaning that Tzadik doesn't have to give Toichecha to the Rosho to make him do tshuva. And where is the Machlekes Abayin Rava? Says that Tzlach, the Machlekes is when there's no simen. What does it mean there's no simen? He doesn't know what he did wrong. The Rosh did so many bad things that there's no way for him to pinpoint and say, this is what I'm supposed to do to fix it. So in this is a Machlekes. Abaye says, Lo Yaviyush, you still have to give him Teichecha and bring him back, even though he doesn't know what to do, how to fix what he did wrong. And Rava says, then it's over. If he doesn't have a way to come back, so then you don't have to give it back to him, meaning you don't have to give him Teichecha. But we paskin, like Abaye, means that Tshuva works for everything. So in summary, what the Noda B'Yidah is saying is that the discussion of Yushalom Midas and the discussion here in the Sugyo is referring to what extent a Tzadik needs to give Teichecha to a Rosh who's doing Aveiros who is lost. As usual, attached to the shiur is the source sheet, which is worthwhile to look inside. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shova email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.